Lesson number 38, Listening Comprehension.
Part 1, Picture. Question number 23. Look at the picture marked number 23.
A.
They're checking the directory.
B.
They're paying their fare.
C.
They're promptly boarding the train.
D.
They're using the remainder of their ticket.
Part 2. Question response. Question number 24.
Why is the fare to London so high?
A. Because this is a deluxe train. B. The weather in London is unusually fair. C. We already said goodbye.
Question number 25.
Do you think the train will be punctual?
A. Yes, it's always fun to ride the train. B. No, it will be several minutes late. C. Everything functions well.
Part 3. Short conversations. Question number 26.
I can't believe this train is so crowded. We'll be standing for the duration of the trip.
I always thought that buying a fare entitled me to a seat.
They should operate more trains on busy holidays like today.
Question number 27.
Take a look at the directory to see exactly when the next train to New York leaves.
Do you think it will leave punctually?
I think so. The trains have to operate on time, or people won't want to ride them.
Part 4. Short talks. Questions 28 and 29 refer to the following talk.
People often ask if the higher fares charged on the new high-speed trains are offset by the savings in time. The answer is yes. In fact, the duration of a high-speed train trip in some cases is not much more than a plane trip, and the fare is always cheaper than a plane ticket. Unfortunately, these trains operate out of far fewer cities than do planes and the traditional slower trains.
Now read question number 28 in your textbook and answer it. Now read question number 29 in your textbook and answer it.